podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Welcome back to another episode of We'll Talk About That Later, a football podcast mostly about opinions that aren't really that serious. Follow us on IG and Twitter at WTATLOfficial. Subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening to right now so you never miss a new drop. This is episode
133.
I'll be honest, you might as well hand that exactly, responsibility over to Tanya for now.
Tanya's on point.
You better not start getting it wrong, innit?
I won't get it wrong, don't you worry.
She hasn't been wrong yet.
Mm-hmm. Two times. Hold on, Tans.
Sharp Tans, too.
Bring Don back on this podcast. Watch what I do to him.
Man, every week you come on here and threaten people.
Cool. I'm still just make sure it's not any of you guys next week, innit?
I'm still yet to see any action.
Look, step outside, innit? You'll see the business.
What?
don't test my credentials, bro.
And I think your credentials have been tested by everyone. Mark and Tanya, how are you guys?
Good, real good. The weather's been nice.
Yeah, weather's banging.
A bit humid today, but
yeah, it's a bit much today. Though,
Why is she saying that she didn't was complaining about it outside?
No, I was not complaining. I wasn't.
But Brits are never happy, in it. Like we're dying for a bit of sun. It's the true. Sun comes, oh, it's too hot.
I nearly got a sunstroke on Saturday, bro. Like, what? You know, and we went. Me and Junior went to his baseball event in Crystal Palace, and we nearly died, bro. Like, bro.
We or I?
Well, he seemed well. Okay, maybe because I've got melanin in my skin, and I was the one who's struggling more. But he was all right. Junior nearly got into, Junior got beaten up by this massive black American guy.
Did not nearly get beaten up. That's false information.
No,
this 7 foot man.
Was he actually 7 foot?
He was massive.
He was massive. Like this 7 foot man acting like a 2 year old child.
They were hitting baseballs into the crowd, innit? And people were jumping up and down trying to catch
him. And like this 7 foot, like he was pushing women, babies, children.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
Jumped on Junior's back.
Like
Junior turned around and looked at him like, bro, you're too big to be doing all this.
No, I said like, are you crazy? He was like,
was he on his own?
Yeah, he's just chilling.
And he came by himself. Yeah.
And he actually like, they were giving out gloves and everything. So man stole a glove.
Pushed the kid out of the way, jumped on Junior, and jumped Junior's girlfriend. Everyone.
Yeah, like pushed everyone in sight. I was like, are you crazy? And then he told me to calm down. I said,
hey man,
look at the size of you and look how you're acting.
Yeah.
Hey man, chill out. Just have some fun.
Is that what he said?
No, he was like, calm down. And I was like, bro, look at you. And then he told me to F off. And I was like, all right, big man like you, yeah.
I would not have it.
You weren't back in it, no?
I didn't. All of this happened 5 minutes later, you knew it was going on.
Come around 5 minutes later, like, oh, did I miss it?
All of this happened with my back turned, did it? So when I turned around, I saw what he was annoyed, and I was like, what's going on? And then he told me the story.
No. The guy.
I looked at the guy, and he was like, and then I gave him a nod. I was like, bro, spud.
No, the guy was next to me. He stood next to me to make a point, and Abdi came over. I was like, oh, yeah, what's he saying? And then the guy started backing off. I was like, I was
ready to back you, man. Yeah. But like, yeah, man.
To be honest, the guy was blacking out. I wasn't gonna go against him.
Shut up, man. You're such a liar.
Well, that sounds fun.
No, it was. The rest of the event was good. AJ Tracy performed.
I know. I've seen him. I've seen him live. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's right. Abdi left like barely. Date with Danielle.
Oh,
the worst thing is, my boy Daniel was there and he met him as well. Idiot.
I've met
Daniel. He's there with him. And met him before as well.
I've met Daniel twice, yeah, but I haven't met Danielle yet.
Okay, cool. Where was she then?
He's keeping that one.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you went for dinner in central London.
Yeah, with him, you idiot.
With her, you mean? Oh. Okay,
man, shut up, man. This guy's an elite liar, man.
All right. So, yeah, we're freestyling, as you can tell.
I'm sweating after that, yeah?
Are you right?
Yeah,
why are you thinking about your date, Danielle?
No, just like, he's trying to rattle me, innit? Let me drink some water.
We're freestyling a bit, but yeah, let's talk about some of the new transfer stories that have come out. Raheem Sterling practically almost done Chelsea.
What was that, 300k a week?
Yeah, something like that.
We had this conversation before. I'm so surprised that other teams haven't tried to swoop in, like an Arsenal.
Well, no,
45 million.
No, because
I think he'd want Champions League.
Listen, he'll go Champions League. He's not gonna go Tottenham. He's not going to go back to Liverpool, and Man City is the other team in Champions League, isn't it? Maybe a foreign team should have probably gone from. If I was Real Madrid, that right wing position is there for him. I would have taken that.
But then they've just spent 80 million on Tchouaméni, innit?
Yeah, still. But I mean, Real Madrid, they'll just deal with the City Council again, innit? Sell the training guy back to them.
City Council.
But yeah, I think that's a good sign for Chelsea. And obviously, now, he's a guy who guarantees goals, innit?
So. And now they're linked with Koulibaly, looking like they're close to bagging him.
Yeah, good sign in that. Really 40, good 40, signing.
35 million or something.
Koulibaly should have left about 5 years ago, man. He's in Napoli.
Back then, he was priced at 80. Now he's leaving for 35
million. How old is
million.
He now? Is he still 31?
I think he's 31, yeah. So. 31.
Good signing.
But it'd just be interesting to see him in the Premier League. Like, we haven't seen it. He's been Serie A, Champions League, but he hasn't, you know, Premier League's different.
Tuchel loves a short-term sign, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you think it's because all the other ones that he really wanted hasn't worked out?
Like who?
Koundé.
Yeah.
Koundé. Is that completely off then? Yeah.
Well, it's been so long. Like, they've been trying to get over the line for so long. And apparently, like, he wants... well, everyone wants Barcelona, innit? But
no,
they got no money.
We need to talk about Barcelona, man. Where's all this money coming from?
Money laundering.
Instead of them to pay the wages they owe Frankie de Jong.
Not just Frankie de Jong, PK, Sergio Busquets.
They owe like 50 million in wages to those three alone.
That's crazy. And then you're giving up 50 million to Rafinha.
60.
Yeah.
No. Well, not even Rafinha. Me, sorry.
Fabrizio said this. Agreed. Yeah. Confirmed.
And they just like, and talks are progressing for like a 50 million deal for Lewandowski. This is why they're in the pits. Lewandowski is obviously a world-class striker.
And they want Bernardo Silva.
Lewandowski is obviously what? Top two, top three, top two best strikers in the world, yeah? He's 34. After the 6 months after they signed Aubameyang, who's 33. Why on earth is this? Like, this is why they're in the pits of hell like they are now. And
bro, I honestly have no sympathy. Like,
they
signed Ferran Torres last summer for 65 million, and now they're going to go sign Rafinha for 65 million.
It's crazy.
Like, firstly,
they're going to re-sign Dembele for a potload of money.
I actually think that they're going to, like,
who's it? Buying director, said, they're not going to exist in 5 years.
In 2 years, man.
Yeah, I hope not.
That'd be so crazy, innit? Like, well, to be fair, like, Messi left that club, innit? So, rest in piss, I don't care.
Rest in piss.
But I don't feel sympathy. I see a lot of Barca...
10 million bid for Pedri.
I see Barca fans crying, like, oh, like, one of the best teams in history. But, like, think about how you got there and, like, what you did to other clubs, like, to get their players. And, like, they bought Fabregas from us in... What year was it?
2003. Oh, them, 2011.
Yeah, 2011, yeah. And it took them 7 years to pay 35 million.
Jesus, even back then?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The way they've been doing business, just like shaking people left, right, and center.
Well, we're the mugs in it, to be honest. We should have said, we don't believe you guys are paying now.
Yeah, we should have done a buy-in, but Fabregas wanted to go and, you know, Barca's one of those clubs, everyone says that they want to play there. But
when Barcelona are in administration with minus 12.
Listen, I'm here for it, I don't care.
I think I'll celebrate it for a party.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, you throw a party from many teams going to administration. You're actually a generational hater.
Me?
Yeah.
Coming from you?
That's true, actually.
Well, that I mean, it says a lot, though, isn't it? If it's coming from me, it says a lot.
Game recognized game.
No, I don't hate as much. The thing is,
Wait, what are you talking
about? I don't
hate
as much as Tony, though.
Oh, shut up.
No, I have a small amount of hate. But
you have a large amount of hate.
But it's only directed to small amount of teams, isn't it? The quantity is not that big, isn't it?
No, but like, she's got a little bit of hate
for everyone,
isn't
it? Yeah.
So if you balance it out, you're about equal.
Yeah, we are about equal.
So like, the amount of hate she has for everyone is probably the amount of hate I have for Liverpool.
Can you give an example?
I mean,
West Ham for no reason.
Sheffield United for no reason.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
No, I don't hate him. I just don't rate him. And West Ham's justified because...
So what about Sheffield?
What about Sheffield? Still hate them in the second division.
Oh yeah, they annoyed
in the championship.
Me, man. I can't lie. They really great.
Every week, he looks like a little rat.
I must have said that about Bruno Fernandes because he is a little rat.
You've said that about Gary Neville.
Gary Neville, yeah. She said that about little rats.
What did he say?
No, it was a comment that Neville made. I can't remember. And I'm so angry.
He makes loads of...
I can't remember what it was about. Anyway.
Talking about Gary Neville.
Wait, before we move on, do you think if Barca go under, is that the death of La Liga? Because then it's just Real Madrid and maybe
Atletico. They can't have a Germany type situation where it's Bayern or nothing. Every season, like now, we can tell you right now, Bayern are winning the league again this year. Tell you right now, with Spain,
and they're winning next year as well.
And they're winning next year as well. With Spain, you've kind of got that. I know it's only two teams, but you've got Atletico challenge as well.
Who win it every now the only and
difference
again.
Is, the only difference is all the teams in Bundesliga started Bayern in it. So, whereas in La Liga, Atletico Real Madrid will just renew the rivalry in it. So.
That's true.
Yeah, but then
La Liga won't be as attractive.
It won't, not at all.
Without Barcelona, obviously.
Absolutely.
But to be fair, like, you know, there's so much dodgy stuff that goes in within football. Yeah.
Listen, La Liga won't let that happen. It was not going
to
happen.
Exactly. The president of Spain would just take money out of the Royal Mint, like money heist, and give it to them. For Nairobi.
But they did sell. I think we spoke about this last week, unless I'm thinking of something else. But they sold like 10-15% of their TV rights.
Yeah. For the next,
which is unprecedented. I haven't heard of a club ever do that.
I heard they were trying to sell part of the stadium as well.
Messi stood here.
No, like a stand, you know, like to be like sponsored.
And they're selling like tours. And like, not tours, but like, what do you call it? Games of people playing, like, higher in the pitch, playing that.
You know, they missed a trick, you know, like, before PK cheated on Shakira, they could have done Shakira going on tour, like, to raise money for Barca. Yeah. Like, Barca aid, innit?
Yeah.
Barca aid, that's jokes.
What did you say about Gary Neville?
Oh, yeah, you see his tweet, he's talking about how Maguire, you know how Ten Hag said Maguire's still captain.
Yeah.
The audacity of Gary Neville to tweet saying, I'll stop bullying him, when he spent the last 6 years bullying Pogba. It's just nonsense,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's
true. Pogba's free?
He was free a month ago.
But now it's confirmed free. Yeah. Like,
to be, I'd have no reason to follow Pogba anymore because I don't care about Serie A. So I might just unfollow. And also, he's been annoying me on social media.
Why?
Pogba back and all of this stuff, like, tomorrow and all that stuff. Like,
I saw something the new one is Pogba back to back.
Back to back.
Oh, my God.
That's I saw something like Juventus fleeced United of 90 million and then stole their hashtag. Like,
Pogba back. Yeah, that would you overall rate that's got to be like
a massive L, bro.
Failure. Yeah, in terms of a signing. He was the world million. he was the world record transfer in it, so.
And they lost him for free twice
in it. Yeah.
But listen, I think he's quality, but it's a big failure on Pogba's part as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Massive failure on Pogba's part in terms of, and I know he's playing with a lot of trash and the managerial situation wasn't great in his second stint there, but he didn't do enough.
Exactly. Within his own self, regardless of regardless of what the team's like, he failed, you know, within his self. His performances weren't consistent enough.
So we've landed in a topic that I had saved, but had completely forgotten about. So there haven't been that many players who have signed for two clubs twice. So Pogba is one of them. There are three others. Do you think you can name them?
Well, you got to narrow it down.
Well, recently
that
signed for the same club?
No. Okay, so within the last 20
years. So Pogba signed for Man United twice, signed for Juventus twice.
And so there's actually one other player this summer who signed for the same, for another club again, having signed for another club twice.
Oh. Well, you got to narrow it down and give us a hint.
It's in Italy.
Of course.
Right, okay.
Had a famous interview at the end of last year.
Oh, Lukaku.
Lukaku, yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Then you've got a player who was highly, highly rated and he used to play for Inter and he's French winger, mad on FIFA for his pace.
Biambiani.
He signed for Inter twice and Parma twice. Actually, he signed for Parma three times.
Well, he probably missed the paper on the second time around.
And then there was a player who played in the Bundesliga, striker, known for his goals.
Pizarro.
Signed for Werder Bremen four times and Bayern.
Get the hint, bro.
Four times.
Four times, you know.
Oh, no, sorry. He signed for Werder Bremen four times and Bayern twice.
Damn.
So, yeah, those four players are the only players to have done that.
I wouldn't go back to the team after I played there.
So Gnabry, yeah? Forget Arsenal.
Well, I'm not Gnabry, innit? I'm a different player.
This guy. Do you see Chelsea apparently interested in Gnabry?
They better not get that.
No, he said no. Well, to be fair, they just signed Sterling and they're getting, who's the other one?
But they can't be done, though.
Who is the other one?
Koulibaly. But they were ready to sign Sterling and Rafinha.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And Rafinha.
No, but apparently Gnabry said because he's got Arsenal roots, he won't go there.
Yeah, but they need more players though. To be fair to Chelsea, so
they need a striker. They need more defenders.
Well, if they go get another wide player, then they need to get rid of something because Ziyech's still there.
Apparently, Pulisic's still there.
Ziyech's off though.
Yeah, to Milan.
Yeah, I mean, but they still got to get one of Pulisic and Werner out as well.
I think they'll get rid of them.
Hudson-Odoi, what's going to happen with him?
Apparently, they're willing to offload Kante.
I can see that.
He's only got a year left on his deal. Doesn't look like he's going to sign anywhere.
I heard a nonsense rumour that Arsenal were interested in. But
really?
Bro, we take an over-the-hill Chelsea players all the time, but that guy's not over the hill. I'll definitely take
him. Yeah, you two love doing business, isn't
he? He's not over the hill, but I said this last season, towards the back end of last season. He's not that Kante anymore.
You wouldn't have him, is what you're saying.
I was just...
I mean, I'm asking you though, would you have him?
I would have him.
Of course I'd have him.
But this would be not this summer, next summer when he's 32, coming up to 33. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He's looking like he's going to be off on a free next summer.
Well can we get if he runs around like he's only got one long, then that's all right. I accept that.
can we get him discounted this summer? No, I'm just asking, like, hypothetically.
7.5 mil.
Wow, okay.
It's not really a longevity signing, though, is it, Cam?
I don't care about longevity anymore, man. We've got lots of longevity within the team.
Yeah, that's true.
I want now-evity.
But how did that work with Willian?
Yeah, okay.
He's not guaranteed success.
But also, like, I don't feel like we've got lots of longevity in loads of positions, bar midfield.
Oh, we've got Vieira and Odegaard. They're young.
Yeah, but
centre mid. Yeah, I guess Lokonga's, I guess, young, but whatever, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. But still, I'll definitely take Kante because I want to get in Champions League, man.
Okay.
Good luck.
I want to get in Champions League. I'm sick of Europa League.
What was that?
The fact
sick of Europa League. You weren't even in it last year, big man. And a little break from it. You should be embracing.
We were in it for 5 years straight, man. I was listening to that on the first day.
That theme tune, though, is not as bad as you make it out to be.
It's a slight banger.
Yeah.
Is it a banger? Yeah. When you were complaining about it.
No, was I complaining?
Well, you want that classical music in it. on a Wednesday night. You don't want to hear flipping drum and bass, bro.
What other business is happening? Some of the lower Premier League teams are doing some really good business.
Wolves made a good signing. Who was it?
And Wolves are interested in Burnley centre back. Nathan Collins.
Yeah, Nathan Collins.
He's decent, you know.
Very highly rated.
Decent, good on the ball, decent guy. Like, it's weird. They wanted centre back.
40 million, innit?
For a Burnley centre back, he can actually pass. It's crazy.
Oh. I saw the window.
They got relegated, man. How dare them? Remember when Sunderland got relegated? Everton bought Pickford for 30 mil. Yeah. And yeah, stop doing that.
What's it called? Palace signed Doucouré?
Cheikh Doucouré, yeah. But he was actually highly touted by a few teams, so it's a good signing. That's what I was saying earlier on. Like, if teams get in early and talk to those clubs early and they can wrap it up, then you know, like Man United could have done with Doucouré. Arsenal could have done with Doucouré. I think Doucouré is decent enough that he could play for quite a few teams, isn't it?
What do you think of what's his name? Pereira going to Fulham?
Oh yeah, Man United
done. The United centre mid Brazilian.
Pereira? Oh, Andreas Pereira.
Yeah.
Was it permanent?
Oh, yeah, he went to Fulham.
I think it's a 3-year deal.
See, I think that just sums it up, innit? I didn't know who it was. I didn't know where he's going. See, that's one of those years where, like, they're just biting him off of the fact that he plays for Man United.
Nottingham Forest doing some good deals as well.
Nico Williams. Decent fee for Nico Williams.
What's the
left back from Bayern called again?
Omar Richards.
Omar Richards.
I've never seen him before, innit?
Taiwo. Forgive my pronunciation.
He resold
last summer, I think.
Yeah, you were talking about him in the AFCON.
Yeah,
decent.
Yeah. That's good signing.
We
couple of good signings,
didn't we? Oh.
Kept hold of Brendan Johnson. So.
You haven't been happy for a signing since Bissouma.
I don't know. I feel like our signings are like a very mixed bag. Some of them are meh.
You'll be more happy with your signings come the end of the season. Because you've got coach who can get the best.
So right now, with the four players you've got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them only improve our starting 11, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you need more than that.
Perisic and Bissouma.
Yeah, but you need to build the floor of your team as well.
So if I was to ask you, I know it's early and we can revisit this, but if you were to grade your window currently, where it's at now, what would you grade it? Is it four players?
Five.
Yeah.
Five,
yeah.
Six out of ten.
Six 6 out of 10.
You're harsh.
Can't lie, that's harsh.
No, I've got high expectations though.
Well, Bissouma is a fantastic signing.
That is a great
signing. Can I clarify, what does high expectations mean then? Who do you Messi. Think ideally you should be signing? What pushes it from a six to an eight?
This is what people's responses always are. Oh, who do you want? Neymar, Messi. It's not that. The high expectations have come from the club, you know, mentioning that they're gonna put in this 150 mil cash injection. We've got Champions League, we've got the manager. I just think there's a lot of surgery that needs to be done in the squad still.
But I'm not like
100, because you have to look at the size we've made as well. They're not expensive.
Yeah, but 150 mil in the grand scheme of things.
You're talking 85 mil for Richarlison and Bissouma.
We've sold players as well though. We've sold Bergwijn for 27 mil. Yeah. We're gonna sell Reguilon.
You haven't sold him yet.
And like who was Lenglet? I mean, he's alone.
We still have to pay his wages though.
Yeah, we still have to pay his wages.
And also, I don't think you're done.
We're not, apparently.
And also, 150 mil doesn't stretch that far anymore.
And I also think like 150 million, people forget, you have to include wages. Like wages are a lot of...
No, you're just a harsh person, that's why.
I am.
You come the end of the season when all of them do well. Hopefully not.
No, but I'm just looking at it. Look, we finished fourth. Naturally, you want to improve.
Yes, but
that,
the pool you're...
So,
but I think improvement can also look like consistency, remaining in the top four for a season and then push on.
Conte, I said it before, he doesn't really have the best taste in players.
No, he doesn't.
Although, I think some of these guys are actually good. Like, obviously, Bissouma and Richarlison, they're good players.
Yeah.
So, but you will see a better version of all of those players within the year. You'll get the most out of them. And also, some of your players as well, he'll have more than 6 months of them, so...
I mean, he's getting them through pre-season. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, Son just collapsed. It was a
two-hour
pre-season. And, yeah, Son's loving
it. Is that
it?
Just the entire season pre-season was 2 hours?
No, I think
that's quite nice.
That's why Son collapsed.
So, yes, Son might have to hold it.
I think he got them running up and down the pitch. I don't know however many times. I don't know, but it was crazy,
a genius, isn't he?
It's the bleep test.
He goes, guys, go run over there and come back.
And obviously, like, there's a big crowd there and everything. Obviously, the Korean fans are going absolutely nuts because, obviously, Son.
And then Conte was doing Son's finish.
Yeah, oh, my God, I love his
celebration.
I feel like I'm starting to love my team again, though.
That's good.
Starting to love the players, like Romero, Bissouma, obviously, Sonny.
What about Winks and all of these guys you love? Doherty and Emerson.
I mean, my thing is,
Emerson's
just need,
a good guy, man.
I need the Deadwood gone, like Lo Celso and Ndombele. Like, having them around is just going to create all sorts of negativity. Because I heard a little rumour. Someone said that apparently, like, Ndombele couldn't keep up in the training. Like, his condition is so bad.
Well.
Like, apparently, he couldn't do a 10K run.
There's nothing new there,
innit? Like,
Mourinho's outside his house, so stop eating food, bruv. Come out and go for a run.
He took him out in the midst of lockdown.
Yeah, lockdown.
He's like, you know what? I'm risking it all right now. You need to start running.
Jose, come on, what do you want?
Like, they were literally like in shock at how bad his like physical condition is.
Mad.
What a waste.
He's a bit like Hazard in the off season. He just relaxed.
No, but you know, like, even like some players, if you scroll back in the day, some players just didn't like to train and they'd.
Tevez apparently didn't like to train.
Turn up.
How can you not like to train?
Because it's
so
different.
They want to play, innit? Because there's no stakes behind training.
Yeah. So you're doing drills and blah, blah, blah. But some players just love to just play football.
Play football.
Talking about other signings of teams, Southampton have gone the opposite Guardiola route because they just signed black players.
I thought you were going to say they sign youngsters from the academy. Like, they go to the best player of each academy and they sign him.
Guardiola actually sold two of his players to Southampton.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you lot, if you can do like a group deal for Southampton, I'm going to need it, innit? Yeah.
I think they signed Aribo from Rangers. I think that's it.
And then a couple of young players. I don't really
But know. Yeah, I don't know if this like academy route is going to be like...
Well, they've had success with academy players.
Yeah, it can work, but also just signing academy players is a big risk because you don't know what you're going to get. Don't know if they're, like,
it's true.
Ready.
But Man City have a buyback clause for one of those players, so I think he's decent. He might be decent.
Was it the keeper?
His name is Lavi or something.
Oh, that's the centre-back, isn't it? Is it a centre-back?
I don't know, to be honest. I'll be honest. I just saw a black player and I thought I'd make a point.
We've got a buyback clause for Kyle Walker-Peters as well, which I didn't realise the other day. And I'm thinking
you should activate it. I don't know why. You're complaining about Jed Spence.
We're contemplating it, apparently.
Because we all thought Kyle Walker-Peters was cack at the start.
But apparently, Arsenal are interested as well.
And so are United. Whenever I see Arsenal United, interested, I see United at the bottom. It's like,
mate, we've got Cedric as our second choice right
would
back.
Would you take Walker Peters?
Are you crazy? We have Cedric. Of course, I'll take you, bro. And also, Kyle Walker Peters is very small, but Cedric is a midget as well. So I just want
to be fair. He did work at Southampton though. Yeah, I won't lie.
And, he's done stints at left back as well.
Yeah, he's a versatile player. I can't see them selling though because
Livermento.
Livermento's got long term injury.
Abdi, it's come that time.
Go on.
So, your comments last week has attracted...
What comments for the people who didn't listen?
People who didn't listen, the episode is there.
Yeah.
Go and catch that. But there were some controversial comments from Abdi.
About Pele.
I said Pele was a fraud, so... because I can't say for certain that... like. Okay, cool. We're watching Mbappe. We're watching Neymar. Yeah, these guys who are the best players in the world in our generation right now. The generation before, we watched Ronaldo and Messi. Before then, I watched Ronaldinho. I watched Ronaldo. I watched Zidane. I watched all of these guys in front of me. I saw them in the flesh. And even towards the end as well, I've seen more recent clips of watching Maradona as well. Pele, I did not see any of these guys. And all these guys who were talking about Pele. And go on, what's the complaint?
You're saying that Pele was overrated even though you've not watched him. That's what you're basically saying.
No. I'm just saying,
he's saying he's overrated because they played in black and white.
Can I clarify for our listeners? Are you stretching a little bit to make this, like, just to add a bit of oomph to this discussion? Or are these your genuine thoughts?
Firstly, I appreciate it, you trying to, like, defend me a little bit. However, I don't need it. I said what I said.
I said that Mark tried to defend you earlier.
What were they upset about?
So basically,
I don't get it. Like, what's there to be upset about? It's words on a podcast. Don't listen to it, innit?
No, listen. Listen.
So let me address the people who had a go at me. Yeah.
No, can I just
go on?
So basically, your points last week were that you can't. This is what you said. No one counted how many goals he scored, so you can't claim that he scored that many goals. Can I finish?
Yeah.
You said that his career was in black and white, so you can't respect it because it wasn't in colour.
Mm-hmm.
You actively asked me for a clip in colour.
Mm-hmm.
You said he hasn't scored in England, and then I said he did, and you went, well, it wasn't the Premier League.
Okay, cool.
Wait. You said it wasn't the Premier League. The Premier League didn't exist back then, but people, even my neighbour, has complained.
Firstly, all of them going to have to hold it, innit?
No.
Secondly,
let me read what someone said.
Listen, all right, cool, let me read it. No, don't read all of it because I've seen it. He wrote paragraphs. Just give me the general gist.
In the era that Pele was playing, Brazil was as good as any other league in Europe. If not, why is it cap?
How did he know? Was he there?
Have you let him finish?
Okay.
So back then, the best players of their country used to play in their actual country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, the best team that was winning the World Cups was Brazil back then, and most of the Brazilian players played in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, oh, you played for Santos. That's...
Firstly,
and then
you brought up the point, yeah, of me saying he didn't score in the Premier League. Was I bloody serious when I said that? Because I know he didn't score in the Premier League.
That one, I was just...
And why would you get upset about that? And also, I know what Santos is. I'm not joking.
Also, I just brought it up for banter because...
Is that what they're getting upset about?
No. They're just bringing up points of why you can't say what you're
saying.
Can
I ask you a question? Before you rant on me about this guy's
paragraph. I've already read one. I'm just wondering.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Are all of these people Brazilian?
No, one's Peruvian.
Okay, but how many of the people complained are Brazilian?
It's irrelevant, to be honest.
Okay, well, I think it's very relevant, actually.
No.
So they complained to be about a Brazilian, isn't it? So,
anyway, it's very hard to compare players in different areas due to numerous factors like sports science, coaching, diet, fitness levels. Play in the 60s had less muscle mass and the game was played at an altogether different and slower pace. It's difficult to compare Maradona to either Pele or Messi or Ronaldo. For certain, Pele was by no means overrated during the 60s when there were players like Beckenbauer, Charlton, Best, Eusebio, etc. The genius of Pele was universally recognised. He was a superstar recognised by his peers of football and football writers as the best player in the world. He won the World Cup 3 times, something Messi and Ronaldo will never do, winning his first when he was 17 years old.
If Messi and Ronaldo were playing in that era, they would rename the trophy after them.
Shut up, man.
Secondly, he's going to have to piss off and hold that because I don't care in it. Like, firstly,
he's already said 2 points and he's like, firstly.
Okay, well, thirdly, that's cute. Everything you said was cute and all that stuff, yeah? But it just comes down to it. Were you there, bro? this guy's getting upset about a guy.
Exactly. Why are you there to say that he's
overrated?
Alright, cool,
so we're both wrong then, isn't it? But no, I'm just saying, you can't compare him to this day and age because...
That's what he literally just said.
Yeah, but firstly, are you his lawyer? Where's this guy? Where's he? What? You're
making a point like, oh, you can't compare. But that's literally the last paragraph.
No. The point I'm making is, where's the evidence that Pele was this great player?
Where's the evidence?
Where's the hardcore, cold evidence?
He's won three World Cups. He was
Pele was playing when this brother's mum was in school.
Before Thomas Muller, he was top scorer at the World Cup.
Pele couldn't tell Thomas Muller, innit?
You just do you just sometimes
also
I'm trying to say I'm the hater.
And also, Thomas Muller is closer. Who's the top scorer? Oh,
whoever, man.
And he beat Ronaldo, not Pele.
No one cares, bro. Listen, do you?
No one cares. So why are you running to me about this guy? No one cares about you, bro. You're on the Instagram comments, man.
Sorry, this is Instagram.
Oh, he WhatsApped you. Even better, bro.
Cool. Hey, Abdi, what is this? Like, do you just you come on here?
He ain't chatting to Neymar.
You come here.
He ain't chatting to Rafinha. He ain't chatted to Gabriel Jesus. He ain't chatted to Martinelli, Rodrigo. None of these guys, bro.
So I just
hey, in this day and age, Pele will be playing right back in there, bro.
Just for viewer understanding, is that anything that Abdi says is completely irrelevant because, like, he just comes on here to rout. I think he sits at home thinking of like let me. How
no, can, I can't lie. That's funny. How can I play that right back?
He's just chatting nonsense.
Can you unmute my mic, bro?
No.
I'm back, guys. Sorry.
Oh my god.
You're on a 10 second timeout.
No.
That was jokes, I can't lie.
It's my opinion anyway, so why are you getting upset?
I'm not getting upset. I'm just people ask me to tell you. My neighbour said you're chatting nonsense.
Well then your neighbour tell your neighbour to come see me.
To be fair, I feel like Abdi's not the only person that said that though.
Exactly.
I've heard a lot of people
who's a lot of people.
Maybe not as strong a sentiment and they've probably given better reasons, but you know.
Poorly. That's what you're calling him now. Poorly.
That is awful, man. I'm sorry. If you're no. Delete that.
Yeah,
Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Neymar. These guys are certified. Yeah. Pele. I don't know much about him, so I'm not gonna. I can't.
So Maradona. He's got your stamp of approval.
I don't disrespect the dead. And Maradona died on my birthday, innit? So we've got a bit of connection.
I'm looking to mute you again.
This guy just waffles constantly. Do you know how you? Air quote win
is
arguments.
Is Pele.
This is what I was about to say. Do you know how he wins? Air quote. He air quote wins arguments. It's just he talks over the person. And then as soon as I start, he just walks over.
All right. Instead of you to look away and point at me, yeah. Is Pele? Who do you have? Pele or Messi?
That's biased.
Guys, that's biased. I just won the argument. He's biased. No,
how
is that? Biased.
How did you just win the argument?
You just hesitated.
They didn't play in. They didn't play in the same.
So what? We can never play. We can never compare players ever. In
play.
All right, who's better? Who's better, Giroud or Henry? They don't play. They play different eras. They play different eras. Who's better,
that's
Andy Carroll?
Giroud
or
was playing whilst Henry.
Oh, they played the same team actually. Shut me up.
Henry and Giroud played in the same era. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they didn't. Henry.
Are you? You're telling me right, that Henry better? Was retired when
who's
Giroud
better? Who's
playing?
Better, Pele and Nketiah? You hesitate because they played different eras. Anyway, Nketiah is clearing it, so let's move.
No, so Messi. It's just they play different positions. It's different.
No,
you can't do that.
Different question for you then.
Yeah.
On a calmer note.
Yeah.
Who would you call the GOAT, the greatest of all time?
I'd probably say Messi.
Okay, so you think he's better? So than Pele.
Yeah, but like his question was like Pele or Messi, but they didn't play the same position. So
but
that's
you
why
just,
when
you just said Messi's the GOAT, though.
Okay, but
so clearly you rate him ahead. Why didn't you say Pele then? You clearly rate Messi ahead of Pele. So you can compare them.
You're
going to listen back to this and think I am bugging because everyone right now is looking at you like you're bugging.
I ain't got a clue what's going on.
Mark, am I right though? He just said Messi's the better than Pele. So obviously he thinks Messi. You just said Messi's your best player ever, yes or no?
Why is everything so absolute for you? Like when you ask a question, who would you rather, Messi or Pele? That could be like, who would you, in your team right now? But like,
no,
they play different positions.
He's the GOAT, though.
Yeah, no. Mark's question is, who is the GOAT?
Mm-hmm.
So I answered that question. That was easy. But when you say like who would you take? Like, is it positioning wise?
I didn't ask
what am I looking
that.
For?
I said who's better, Messi or
Pele? No, you didn't say that.
What did I say?
You said who would you take, Messi or Pele?
You lot got to start acting like innocent jury members, man.
That's what I am now.
No, you bring some crazy energy, bro.
No, you're just scared to make a decision, bro. Stop.
I just made a decision.
No, you didn't. I would take Pele and like, I'm not sure, maybe Messi on the bench or whatever, bro.
Let's move on.
Everyone who listens to this, they're gonna be agreeing with me anyway. Anyway, whatever. Innit? If the guy got upset, well then he's gonna have to hold it. I'm not saying sorry.
No one's asking you for an apology.
So why'd you bring it up then?
Because people ask me to ask you. Cool. So you're just acting bare defensive for no reason.
I'm not defensive at all.
All right. So the last 10 minutes is just you acting normally.
It's just the truth, innit? You're going to have to hold it.
Wow, Abdi, man. Your dissertation must have been a treat to read.
It was.
It was.
If I wrote about Pele,
I could just imagine it's like his dissertation to his lecturer was like, "I'm right in it. Just give me the grade."
All right, none of this stuff. Do you want to get into this then?
No.
Yeah. Not get into the big six draft. By you, Abdi, as the person who essentially sucked this idea, mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to explain a bit about how we do.
What on earth? What kind of term was that you used? I did what? Huh? What are these ideas?
You don't understand that terminology. You didn't grow up in London.
This idea.
Well, you suck the idea. You do suck, yeah. So.
I stole the idea. You're saying. Okay, cool. That sounds mad anyway. All right, cool. So we're doing a big six draft. So this is a draft for the big six. Obviously, makes sense.
Cheers,
bro. But the big six is, and I don't want to hear no funny comments or anything like that. The big six is Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, Man United. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick players from just any of those six teams. We're going to try and build our teams. And then we've randomly done an order thing, generator thing. So we'll go in this current order. So Mark will go first, I'll go second, Tanya will go third, and Junior will go fourth. And in the second round, we go by second, third, fourth, first. You know when we go through it.
What you didn't mention, are you going to mention it now?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're just going to pick teams one by one.
Pick players
one by one. And what were you going to say? I don't know what your point was.
So I was going to clarify that we don't have to go in order. So I don't have to start with a goalkeeper. Yeah. And B, secondly, as soon as I pick this player, he's now off the table. No one else can pick him anymore.
Yeah. So... we've got them written down as well. So Junior will be writing the names down as they go on. You did start writing it, so just look. I got bad handwriting anyway, sorry. Hopefully we'll try and post it on social media afterwards.
Yeah, and
we'll hopefully get an idea of what the people think in terms of who's better.
Tanya and Abdi looked at me straight away.
Without further ado, Mark, do you want to pick your first player?
I do. And it's going to be all day my favourite current player, easily, Virgil van Dijk.
I knew it!
Earlier on in the group, I threatened picking it. So Mark didn't want to take any chances, did he? So who's next? Me?
He genuinely would have been my first choice anyway, regardless.
So similarly, I'm going to pick my favourite player. I'm going to go with Saka.
Obviously.
Put him in that left back there, bro.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, actually, your first choice, your guy is Saka. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, mine's no brainer. Harry Kane, the GOAT, best striker in the league, one of.
No need to run for it.
Options here, you know. There's options.
That was no brainer for me,
Junior.
All right, so.
I want to guess who Junior might go for.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Diaz.
Nice.
Luis Diaz or Ruben Diaz?
Yeah, which one?
Luis Diaz. Yeah. Decent, okay.
I like that.
All right, so who goes first next? Me?
So Abdi, yeah.
So I don't want Mark to pick all Liverpool players. I'm going to go with Trent.
Oh! Right back. That's a good choice.
Because I know he was going to pick him soon. So, yeah.
Listen, focus on yourself. You don't need to worry about me.
Right.
Focus on yourself.
All right, Tanya, you're next.
I'm next, yeah? Oof. I'm going to go for...
Before you say the name... Tell us a little bit about the player so we can build him into it.
Didn't you do that and then you went, why are you talking too much?
No, you're about to say a name, go on.
I'm going to go for Alisson in goal.
That's a good one.
That's a bit of a bummer because, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I thought, yeah.
And I'm going to go with Edison.
Yes,
you are snakes.
Ooh.
See, this gets difficult because there's not many teams here.
So I'm next.
I was like thinking about Alisson, but then I was like, yeah. I need to be about Luis Diaz.
So you're first. You're next, Tanya. By the way,
am I next?
I need to go first. I'm definitely getting Mo Salah in. I'm very surprised no one's picked him yet.
Who's next? Me? Oh no, Tanya.
Son, I have to have them two together. Now I've got to be really.
All right, so okay. I'm gonna go with.
It's hard, you know.
I'm gonna go with the other Diaz.
I'm surprised he's come to me this far, but I go KDB.
No, it's me. You think,
oh snap!
And I was about to go KDB. Imagine you busting up.
You had.
I was trying to chuckle with that one.
Go on. Well, you just took him because I went.
I promise you, I was going KDB. Right, alright, fine. So KDB, please.
That's fine. Maybe I'll just join you in it.
KDB, please.
Maybe I'll just join you in it.
Don't matter because I was picking him anyway. Now it's you.
Go Bernardo. We can talk, guys. You know, like it's not just a listing situation.
I can't. No, but it's tense. It's tense.
It's tense. Everyone's trying to forward trying to think.
So I'm first now.
What about me?
So you got.
You just went first.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're back. Yeah, so I got Junior, me, then Abdi, then Tanya.
Okay, so. I'm going to go with Fabinho.
Ooh, good one.
Cool.
Interesting. All right, who's next?
Me. Mark. And I'm going to chuck in... do you know what? I'm going to leave keeper for a while because it's me and Abdi. We've got four clubs to choose from for that. So it's not a pressing issue. Who I will slap in there now, though, is Andy Robertson.
Oh, good. Damn it.
is it definitely
it's
me? Yeah?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you can't always just say it's me.
No, it's in the same order as this.
Yeah. It's definitely
but
me.
We
yeah?
just start with a different person each time.
Okay, 100% is me, yeah?
So yes, then I'm first. I'm okay, first okay, in the next round.
For my left, I'll go Cancelo.
Nice.
Solid. This is where it's going to start to get proper tricky.
I'm getting a bit nervous now, isn't
it?
Right, I think.
Now it's you.
Right back, I'm
going to
go Walker.
Decent. We've all got good teams so far, innit?
Yeah, they are. Good. There's actually a lot of options. So are we back now on a new round?
Yeah, it's you, Mark.
So it's me.
It's very Liverpool, Man City heavy, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So obviously we've got Spurs, Arsenal, Chelsea, United. Yeah, right. No one's picked a United.
And we haven't picked any Chelsea.
Yeah, we haven't picked Chelsea.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do... I think this player's quality, and I just want to try and box off my defence a little bit. I'm going to stick Romero in.
Oh, I was going to pick Romero as well, yeah.
Why are you doing that? He's my favourite. No, that's an... Oh, Romero
VVD. It's me next,
yeah?
See, there's three players in my mind, but I don't know which one to pick because they're all in different positions. CBs are a premium at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
they are. You haven't got one yet.
I haven't got any, so...
Well, neither is Tanya.
Yeah, I know. I need to...
No, I'm going to take a risk.
Oh, okay.
I'll go Rodri.
Good shot.
I've
got a couple more in my head that I'm hoping no one takes.
Tanya?
Who have you got so far?
I'm going to go for...
Tanya's team is Matip. Best segregated, isn't it?
Matip. Yeah. I'm going
to
go for
Matip.
Him.
Oh, Matip. Decent.
Okay. I'm going to go with Haaland.
Oh my god!
I've just realised I know who I'm going for next.
Junior, I think you're next.
No,
it's Abdi. I'm last in this round, but I know who I'm going for now because I need to do this.
We haven't picked any United players, and to be fair, I don't want any.
you don't want a little bit of McSauce there to box off your midfield.
Yeah, you've got like a nice steak and some nice veg, and then there's mayonnaise on top.
Oh, they're all good, aren't they?
Bernardo, Rodri, Saka. I'm trying to think who I need to centre back. Huh? I do say Fred. Wait.
Yeah, you need to get a centre back.
I need
in
some centre backs, but I want a nice forward.
I heard Fred could play.
Nah, piss off. Fred at centre back. Yeah, good luck.
McTominay could play up top.
I'll go with Thiago Silva.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's who I was going to pick now.
Mm. Oh, not anymore.
I think we can all get some good players in.
Yeah, these will be, honestly, these will be good teams.
Go on, Tanya.
I need a midfielder. I can't think of
Bruh,
one.
Bruh, you really do.
Tanya's team is best aggregated. Three defenders, two strikers.
I need a midfielder. All the good ones are gone.
Well, there's only one, two, three. Only four midfielders actually, have been picked.
Oh, I got one.
I'm going to go Thiago.
Oh, that's annoying.
That's who I was going to pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Thiago.
So is that the one you were just thinking of?
No. Okay. But he was, if he wasn't picked, he was, yeah. There was a spot earmarked for him.
So me. Junior. So I'm going to go with...
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've actually got many players in my head, and I've got my first choice, my backup, my third choice. So what area are you thinking of? Talk to us.
There's a couple. Like, I'm thinking fullbacks because I ain't got any.
Yeah, fullback. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking
you're lacking centre mid as well.
Centre mids, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I'm gonna go lock off my left back, and I'm gonna go with Tierney.
Nice.
Perfect, because now I can box off my defence.
Nice.
And there are right backs are quite sore after this. So Reece James, please.
Decent.
Everyone's got right back.
Yeah, I had to box it off. That's when I had that moment. I thought, let me box that off. Now my defense is boxed off.
So I need to.
I'm gonna box you. It's Tanya now.
Really?
Yeah. I was last. Just
I always thought I was after you, man. Go on.
It's me again.
It's a new round now. Yeah. So Tanya, Junior, me, Abdi.
I need my centre back sorted. You know. Oh, man.
I tell you, we can go all day.
Yeah, even no, to be fair, I'm getting a little bit stuck here now
I'm stuck.
Our team is sort of similarly populated, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm really desperate. I can't think of any other good left backs, you know. I'm probably being silly, but.
Cucurella. So you got to think. He hasn't really signed. We're not accepting that.
And also, that would have been a banging sign.
Come on,
you got to think. So you got to think. You got a left back from Spurs, United, or
Chelsea.
Tanny, I mean, to be honest, because I'm itching, man.
Chilwell wouldn't be a bad.
Don't give it away, man.
We've all got left. Are you going to play Chilwell at centre mid?
I wouldn't hurt to pick Luke Shaw, man. I want her to pick Reggaeton.
Or tell us.
I can't do it.
Well, pick someone else then. We're obviously not going to pick left backs.
Reggaeton.
No, pick a different position because you're the only one who needs a left back. So
I literally can't think.
You can think of left back.
Yeah, there's no rush for a left back.
No, we've got to stay in order.
I'll leave it here.
I'm trying to think of a defender.
No, bring it close to you. It's fine. I can just look at it.
Or a centre back. You can try and box off your centre back.
You don't. Like Junior said, wait for your left back because no one else needs a left back.
Like you still need a right winger.
That's true. Your left back because we've all got left back.
I'm gonna have to just go for another Liverpool player because that's all I can think of for centre back. Mm-hmm. He doesn't start for them, but Konate. Yeah.
He does. He does actually start. Yeah. Oh, it's him or Matip.
Yeah, him or
Matip.
Yeah.
You got both Liverpool second and third choice centre back.
Listen, they're still good though. That's
decent. Yeah, you done well.
All right.
Is that me? Definitely.
No, it's me. What do you mean?
I feel like I went ages ago.
You're last, bro.
Right.
This is a new round now where Tanya started.
No, more Liverpool now.
Okay, I need to think this through.
Please don't take a one.
I'm gonna round off my centre backs. Oh, I don't know because
centre back is so difficult.
Yeah, I've got a couple centre backs.
Yeah, I'm gonna round off my centre backs and I'm gonna go with Gabriel.
Ah, you waste man.
You said you had a couple in mind, though.
Yeah, but still, even then, I wasn't even gonna go for centre back right now, innit? Because I'm worried that I won't get a good centre mid. It's definitely me, yeah.
No, it's Mark.
It's me,
oh my
bro.
God! What, can you not
what
look?
What is this with this order that you're?
I don't understand
that's
the rules.
Baffling
I don't understand
you.
The rules.
So after this round, which is just me and you to go, we should all have four left
but
each.
To be fair, like I shouldn't be waiting.
That makes sense.
I shouldn't have. I feel like you guys have had six picks before I lost.
No, but me and you have both got. We've both got six players each, so we're both still okay.
Why does it feel like I haven't gone in like two rounds?
Don't worry about that.
All right, pick a player.
Right, so I need two more centre mids. I need a striker and a left wing.
I'm stressed
as well.
Yeah, me and Abdi, I can't lie, for strikers and left wings, we're going to be better because you just boxed off your strikers and left wings. I've got no idea what to do here. So what I'm going to do, just to buy myself a bit of thinking time, I'll just slap Mendy in goal.
You're an idiot, man. I hate you.
No, that's all right, you know.
That's a quality. No, I'm laughing at him.
That's big. Abdi's looking fuming.
Now it's Ramsdale De Gea.
Well,
Lloris isn't bad. Lloris isn't bad.
No, I know, but like compared to the rest, it's like the drop.
Lloris is calm, though.
I thought you forgot about goalkeeper, so I was going to go with...
I thought, you know what? Yeah, I just boxed that one in.
You should have saved goalkeeper because there's literally only us two.
Yeah, I know, but then if you... I know, but I couldn't think. I'd rather just...
So, I was... just before this round, I was just focusing on centre mid. But right now, I changed my mind. I'm going to take a risk, and hopefully next time it comes round to me, the centre mid I want is still there. Left wing, I'm going to go Sterling.
Nice. Yeah, good shot.
That's nice.
No. Oh, you can't do it. All right, it's my turn.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm at a point now where... Abdi, so now it goes Junior, me, you, Tanya.
All right, cool.
Okay, so it's my turn, so...
What are you thinking?
So there is a right winger I want that I feel like has dropped off all your radars, and I feel like... it's just me and Tanya, and I feel like she won't clock him. So I feel like if I take a risk and go for try and get more people in my centre mids, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Mason Mount, centre mid.
Oh, do you know what? He didn't even cross my mind. That's not a bad shot.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm really bad with players.
Me? Oh, you know what you've just done? You've just ticked something in my brain, and I've started thinking Chelsea. So just stick Kante at the base of my midfield.
Oh my, Junior, I hate you so much. You know, I hate Junior, you so much. Me? You just triggered his
mind,
bro.
You triggered me onto Chelsea.
I didn't say Mark, pick Kante.
Oh mate.
Oh, I don't know, guys. Oh.
So it's Abdi and then it's you, Tanya. Yeah.
Okay, I did because I wasn't sure it was me next, so I did a little bit of acting just then. The guy I wanted wasn't Kante. I wanted Kovacic.
I was thinking of Kovacic.
Yeah, that's why I took a risk. I was Kovacic the whole time, and then you guys get to know it's you, it's not me, no, it's me, and then I changed it.
I'm in an arm between Kovacic and Mount, but at the end of the day, I just
All right, I've got someone in mind for all of my last positions, but I'm just hoping they're still there.
I'm really bad at this because you know me, I'm not that knowledgeable still about football. Like I don't think this guy plays on the right and the left. I don't think like that.
What area are you thinking? Why does your team look like you got less than everyone else?
I'm trying to do midfielders. It's like... Oh.
No, it's still the same.
There's one I think you definitely should be picking. I'm not going to give it away. I don't need any more centre mids, but Mark needs one.
Yeah, wait, why has Abdi got two left and me? We've all got three left?
Because I went first round mids first. Is one.
He needs a goalkeeper.
Oh, goalkeeper. You've got three left. Yeah.
Right, I'm just going to sort out my right wing. I bet he doesn't even know me. I've probably got it wrong. I'm going to do Sancho.
Interesting.
That's, yeah, you know not what? Bad.
You got
actually not a bad shot.
So the one I wanted is still there.
Kulusevski? I don't know. I think I'm first next. And I've got my right wing. But I am first, aren't I?
Yeah.
You just went first. So it's me. So it's me, then Abdi, then Tanya, then Junior. Yeah. Cool. So I'm going to... Because I'm seriously running out of options here in terms of...
This is hard.
I've got
now.
A striker, left wing and centre mid. So I will go... I'll stick Jesus in up top.
I hate you so much, Mark.
Thank you. Actually, that means the world.
But I have a backup.
That means the world.
I have a backup. And I'm surprised he's actually survived this long. The Ronaldo.
Oh my face!
Oh my days. Why did not? Wow.
Crazy.
Tanya, you're up.
Right. Don't laugh at me, guys. Okay. Right.
Come on, just tell us what's on your mind. Like, we'll work it out.
No, but I'm really bad with midfields because it's 4-3-3, right?
Yeah.
Can you have a creative midfielder?
You can pick whatever you want, Tanya.
Eriksen.
Wait, has he signed?
Yeah, it's official. Yeah.
Well, if Ornstein tweeted it, so yeah. He's got the here we go in it. You got the here we go too.
Yeah, we'll allow you on that one.
Okay, cool. Right.
That's a good shot.
Right, so my turn. I'm going to go with Mahrez for right wing, decent, which I was worried about.
I was going to pick him, but I only had left wing available. Yeah. So
and you're first for this round now.
Oh, first?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Now, obviously, I don't need to think about goalkeeper, so I can pick my centre back. I'll go Saliba.
Oh, but he's not playing in the Premier.
Doesn't matter.
So you're picking Saliba over Ben White?
Yeah.
That's like Saliba.
Fair enough.
Tanya, we're back to you.
I'm quite happy with my team, you know.
Dan, after this, it's just one spot left.
I don't know who I can play on the left here.
Oh, the midfield, man. I feel like I'm majorly missing. I feel like my midfield's going to be really dead, right?
You need to send a mid as well, innit? So I have one in mind, but I'm not going to say it because you both.
I know. No, I need just put it out well. There. I know who I'm.
You need to send a mid as well.
Yeah, but I'm next. So I've already got one in mind.
Get center mids and all of this.
Okay,
and
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because, like, you know, you all need center mids. It's a free for all. Just pick someone, Tanya.
Can I put Rice in there? Would that not work?
Rice doesn't play for a top 16, does he?
Rice plays for West Ham.
Yeah, God.
Oh,
I need to start looking at squads quickly.
You're going to sabotage yourself. No, I don't think that's allowed.
No, we're just doing it. I haven't looked at it. I'm just saying.
Until now. Yeah, you haven't looked, but until now, we haven't done it. So.
This
is the whole point. You just have to pick up people at the top of your head, innit? So.
Cool. I know. I've got one. I've got a backup.
Can I go Bissouma?
That's what I was thinking.
That's genuinely who mine was.
I was thinking, why did you not pick him?
Because now I'm going to have to sit here and actually think.
All right. Now I'm going to go with Odegaard.
Decent. Odegaard.
Oh, why have you got to do that? Can you give a bit of reasoning, please, while I think?
Me?
Yeah, Ginny needs to fit.
Who have you got left? You got left wing and
so centre mid, which was going to be Bissouma, and I was going to go 4-2-3-1.
Oh, man, put the slash between the O for
Odegaard. Oh, no, I'm happy with my team.
I'm struggling with right back, I can't lie.
Left back's
a... But give us a bit of rationale behind Odegaard.
So
captain material.
Yeah, captain material. And you know, Fabinho is there, like, at the base. So give Mount and Odegaard freedom to create.
Oh,
and get
I've
goals.
Got one. Oh, I've got one.
Mark has no, he doesn't
I feel
care.
Good. Sorry, carry on.
Just go on.
I just simply because I'm here now, all of the centre mids are gone. But I've just realised I thought City again, and I'm going to get Gundogan in there.
Decent.
Yeah.
Also, shout. Phillips, like, signed.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Shout, but I'll give Gundogan this one.
He's happy now. Marcus stressed there for a second.
Stress, bro.
All right.
He's just like, Tomina, you know, he's not bad.
This is the final round. Tanya.
You haven't got much choice now.
You've
only got a left back left. Yeah,
can Zinchenko play left back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go for him.
You've really not rating Chilwell.
Over Chilwell. Fair enough.
Fair
enough. Yeah, if you want to pick Marcus Alonso, it's up to you.
And I'm really, like, stuck for right backs. So the only one I can think of...
I want Chilwell.
Right now is
once you say
Tomiyasu.
It, yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Your back line is a free Arsenal, man.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I don't know what that says
you
about
it. You said that with such a chuckle, bro.
I don't know what that says about my back line.
Also, Mark's last.
Mark's next.
Oh, yeah.
I am next.
Last.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Oh, Abdi's still got
I'm going to be honest with you lot. I can't think of a left wing. Only one I can think of at the moment is Rashford.
Really? Wait, I got one in mind. Don't. Oh, well, to be fair, there's no one else, but you don't want Jota?
Oh, Jota's a solid. You know what? I forget. Put Jota in there.
There's also
me,
like Martinelli.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Martinelli was on my mind. I don't know why I forgot about Jota. Jota's perfect.
I don't know why I gave you that, to be honest.
Yeah, you're glad you're giving that.
Yeah. Oh, and goalkeeper, well, I don't have much option but I've got Lloris.
Lloris is good, man. Lloris,
yeah, but obviously I would have wanted Alisson or Edison, right?
Yeah, but he's the next best thing, in my opinion.
No, Mendy's better than him, I think.
No, I don't think so.
That's actually solid. Yeah. Well, should we read our teams out as, like, one by one as whoever's team it is?
That was hard, you know.
That was tough.
That was tough.
Especially when, obviously, when one player's gone, that's it. No one else can choose them. That's what made it.
So should we do by goalkeeper then, do it like that?
No,
I'll just list my 11, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So Mendy in goal, back four of Reece James, Virgil van Dijk, Romero and Andy Robertson.
That is nice. I like that.
A midfield two of Gundogan and Kante. Salah off the right, Jota off the left, KDB in the hole, and Jesus up top.
Nice.
It's a
decent team. It's a decent team.
Apart from Jesus killed
it. It's a decent team, but ain't as good as mine.
Why are you hating for?
So yeah, I'll go with Lloris in goal. I've got Trent at right back. I've got Cancelo at left
that
back.
That is nice.
In my opinion, the two best fullbacks in the league.
Yep.
And then centre backs, I've got Thiago Silva and Saliba. In my opinion, two best. I'm joking. And then midfield three, I'm very happy with my midfield. I've got Rodri, Bernardo and Kovacic. And then I think I've got the best front three, to be honest. I've got Saka, Ronaldo and Sterling. Junior, your one's quite tasty as well. And everyone's actually...
Yeah. Said quite tasty.
Yeah, Junior's got Haaland, Diaz. Oh, no, sorry, I'll wait, sorry. Oh, and also, your spelling of Mahrez is horrible.
Yeah, well, it is what
you
it
might
is.
Have to lift up the ball.
You wrote Mahrez.
Mahrez.
Who's listen, whatever, man.
Is that a new signing? Come on.
Look at the Tomiyasu spelling.
Man, just let it go,
Tomiyasu.
Man.
No, there's an A there. It's Tomiyasu, okay?
There's a Y in there.
Somewhere. Bro, right,
can you just let it go?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
You might have to lift up the ball for me, you know, a little bit. Thank you. Okay, so in goal, I've gone for Alisson, best goalkeeper in the Prem. Then I've gone for Walker at right back. And then I've gone for Matip and Konate as my centre backs. And at left back, I've gone for Zinchenko. Although I should have gone for Chilwell now that I think about it. And then my midfielders are Thiago Alcantara, Bissouma, Eriksen. And then my front three is Kane, Son and Sancho.
Yeah, Tanya, your team is horror, man.
Why is it horror?
It's Zinchenko. You got Sancho, you got Eriksen.
Sancho?
Yeah, I mean, no, they're all good, but the calibre solid, compared man. To the rest of these isn't, yeah.
Anyway.
No,
Junior's team is solid. Arsenal heavy, innit?
Anyway, so my goalkeeper is Ederson, right back Tomiyasu. Then at centre back, I've got Diaz and Gabriel, left back Tierney. Centre mids, I've got Fabinho at the base. Then I've got Odegaard and Mount. And then I've got Mahrez, Haaland and Diaz. That's my front three.
Yeah, that front three is scary. But I think I'll win, to be honest.
I don't.
No, I'm not having that. Opinion. I'm not having that. I'll be honest. I think
your back four is the strongest, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think my forward line is the strongest, to be honest.
No, it's not. Mine is.
I think you got Kane and Son.
Whatever. I think me and Junior's.
No, mine is the best. I've got Saka, Ronaldo, Sterling.
Ronaldo, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, why?
Why? You have got to be, saying, oh, you'll go, you'll go.
You don't know my story. His one is quite good as well.
Bro, we listen to your story every week.
No. Yeah, but let's be real.
I want to unsubscribe.
Out of all the right wingers, as much as I love Saka, Salah above.
No.
Maybe not Saka. Actually, Saka's better than Sancho, I'd say.
Saka is the best player on this whole board.
That's, what I will do, though, is I'll put these into, there's an app where you can.
Thank the Lord.
Put all of these into formation on a pitch, 11 players. I'll ask you, all three of you, exactly how you want that set up, whether that's 4-3-3 with three centre mids or two DMs and a cam, and then we'll put these out to vote on socials.
Decent, yeah. I think I'm going to win that by far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mad.
Why are you so arrogant?
No, I just feel like I did fantastic. I'm very proud of myself.
You're such a waste, man.
Here, listen to this.
I think they're a team.
Hey, listeners, listen to this. That's me patting myself on the back.
Crazy.
No, I quite like Mark's team, to be fair.
I'll be honest, well. I picked Trent purely because I didn't want Mark to have him.
Trent would have been in there for me, easy.
It was a hatred pick.
Now, you know what? Each team's got a little sign. Each team.
Yeah, your team's horror.
Why is it horror? Listen, I struggle with these things, okay? Don't lie.
It's not horror, man.
You got obviously, you got a certified two strikers, but your midfield, like, I wouldn't pick them first choice for anyone.
Bissouma will be the lungs of that midfield, and then
I'll
Thiago, just having Thiago in there.
Thiago in a double pivot is
winning. I picked KD, and I just gave it away to Mark.
You're gonna pick KD?
Yeah.
KD, nice. Yeah.
I gave it away to Mark.
He was genuinely my pick in that exact round. I knew he was coming.
Okay.
You did steal Trent from me though. Trent I really wanted.
Yeah.
My first two picks, I was thinking about this earlier, it was gonna be VVD and Trent. And then Salah if I could get him in. But I got two of them in.
I just love the fact, literally there's one Man United player in there. No, two, Sancho and Ronaldo.
So, and they were forced in.
No,
like, these are the 10th and 11th picks.
I was actually surprised that Nunes didn't get picked.
No, Varane.
I was going to do Nunes over Jesus, but I just thought, you know what? In terms of going up for a vote, you know no one's really seen him play.
Do you know what that means?
You have a
what did I say when we had?
No, no. Did you just listen to anything I just said?
No, Mark. The answer
did
is
you,
no.
Did you just perk up when you heard the two names in the sentence?
No. You said just now that I picked Jesus because he's the better player than Nunes.
Oh, mad. No, I picked Jesus because Nunes hasn't played a single minute of football in the Prem.
Okay.
And that's literally my only rationale.
That's justified.
But I picked Saliba.
So?
I know, but I didn't pick your team. You did.
Yeah. Oh, are you calling me an idiot?
That was my rationale. Your rationale was different.
You answered
my
question. You're calling me an idiot.
If the boot fits.
What other players did we overlook? I'm trying to think. There must have been.
I genuinely, obviously Nunes, but I explained my rationale for not having him.
Probably two wives and idiots.
No Varane everywhere. Anywhere.
Ah, Varane.
Conference League Varane.
Actually, Varane probably. If we're thinking about it,
I'll be honest. Yeah, I wouldn't. Apart
teams.
From Varane, maybe I wouldn't pick any other Man United player. I don't want any of them.
What about Chelsea? Did we look over, apart from Chilwell? Did we overlook?
There's a couple of Chelsea. You got Reece James.
You would have taken Rudiger before he left.
Yeah, I would have taken Rudiger.
That's what I was trying. Like, I kept coming back to Rudiger. I was like, he's gone.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Nah, Chelsea have a lot of players who are all around the same level and are just a bit meaty. So.
Foden would have been a good
shot. Oh, Foden, yes.
I would have
put Foden in centre mid. I should have gone for him over Gundogan. But listen,
we live and we learn.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. When you're under the pressure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When you're under the pressure.
Can't be.
Grealish, not even a single mention.
Oh, yeah. Your babes.
Grealish!
But you're not picking Grealish over Son, are you?
You should have picked. Does Grealish can play right wing, would you say?
I'd say Son probably more comfy off the right than Grealish.
Ahead of Sancho, I'd have put Grealish.
It's all hindsight, really, isn't it? Are you proud of me, Abdi? There's four Liverpool players in there. You was probably expecting a four.
I've only got four.
There would have been more, but they was all stuck for
Abdi
me.
Abdi said so. I was Arsenal heavy. I've only got four players in there.
Oh, mind you, I've got three.
Arsenal, who's?
I'm quite City heavy at the moment.
Oh, shock.
I got Cancelo, I got Rodri, I got Bernardo, and technically Sterling. So,
God, I got no Arsenal players. That was mean.
That's probably expected.
I'm still baffled by Eriksen now. Eriksen,
so who would you have picked?
If I overheard,
she only had.
Yeah, I didn't have options.
I mean, obviously, we've realised we completely overlooked Foden.
You could have Foden.
I could have, yeah, but.
No, none of us remember.
Exactly.
Like, it was hard.
I did remember, but I was thinking of him more forward, and I had already picked Diaz, and I was like, don't want him.
Diaz
on
was
right.
Your first pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Should have picked Rodri there, but
because I was scared that he was going to go early, because like he's electric, so I just wanted to guarantee.
No, I'm pleased.
Do you want me to pick Bruno instead, Fernandes?
Oh yeah, no. To be fair, Bruno was like,
I didn't get a mention.
I mean, I could have had him in there over Gundogan.
Another time, we're going to do a draft for the bottom 14 teams. Yeah, and I think just as a wild card entry, he goes there.
That's a good shot. Maybe we do that next week. Yeah. Bottom 14 draft.
Oh my God, imagine if we did a worst 11. Oh my goodness.
We'll add bottom 15. We'll do bottom 15.
Cool.
Change it to big five draft.
Oh my God.
So we have to get
No, I'm keeping Ronaldo.
That's honestly a good shot. A bottom 14 draft next week.
God, that would be hard.
No, we've got 14 teams to pick.
Yeah, but like, how many of those 14 teams are good? Like, players are good.
Yeah, to be honest, I ain't picking non-Forest players. Man.
What?
I ain't picking non-Forest players. Oh.
I didn't understand. I know.
I know. Just.
Just quickly, I'm just looking at his name. Yeah.
Oh my God. What?
Saka.
Okay.
Bro, this Arsenal got to stop messing me about. We need this new contract ASAP, you know?
Yeah.
I swear it's getting done, though.
It's 2 years to go. If he doesn't sign this summer and goes into the next summer's transfer window with a year left, that is a risk.
Why do you think it's not been done already?
Well, I don't know. Just maybe he literally just came back from holiday yesterday, so.
Oh, okay.
So I think hopefully they get it done. But the longer it goes, the more I get nervous because... I don't know if you guys watch basketball yet, but there's a guy called Nikola Jokic who's a two-time MVP, and he just signed the biggest deal in NBA history. Yeah, it's $270 million over the next 5 years. Yeah, Jesus. I'm gonna need that kind of contract for Saka. I'm not even joking. Like I have a neighbor. Yeah, he watches wrestling and he knows all the behind the scenes stuff. And he told me back in the day, yeah, that Hulk Hogan, yeah, he had a contract. Hulk Hogan, he had a contract. Yeah, that whenever anyone joined after him, that his money had to go up or he had to get level with their contract. So firstly, that's rude, innit? Because like, he's coming in for more money. I'm going up to that level as well, innit? I need that kind of contract for Saka, innit? And also, Hulk Hogan used to write all the storylines as well. So I'm going to need Saka to direct the next All or Nothing.
Well, I saw a video of Mbappe coming in for training.
They were like, PSG Sporting director.
Yeah, he arrived.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll run things, innit? So yeah, you know how like whilst Ole was there and Bruno was the manager. So I'm going to need Saka to be like, I don't know, president of Arsenal. Yeah.
President. Yeah.
But yeah, who do your team need to sign up now? Kane's not got long on his contract, has he?
I think we're trying to give him a new contract. You
he's an idiot if he signs.
I think he is, but do you know what?
Wait, do you think he is going to sign or do you think he's an idiot?
I think he will. I just think there's no options.
He's just an idiot.
I think that ship has sailed for him to make that move. Looks like it. There was rumours of Bayern, this summer, but next summer.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't sign a new deal, it leaves him with, a year left? I think he's in the same boat as Saka. He's on 2 years left now.
Yeah. He signed that Death Row contract back in like 2018, wasn't it? Yeah, so I think he's coming up to it now.
Death Row contract.
But yeah, that bro, Bayern would be perfect for him. But you know how like when
Bundesliga though.
Yeah, it's true. But you know
but
how like
talking challenging for the Champions League.
Yeah,
pretty much year on.
He's
year,
the thing is, up. Kane's a mug. He wants that. He wants that Premier League record instead of winning trophies.
He does.
Isn't
he does.
So exactly. I think for him, how old's Kane now? 30? He's coming up to 29. He's 29. But we're seeing now. Yeah, Benzema's Ballon d'Or at 34, man. Ronaldo's 37, getting 18 goals. So players are keeping themselves in better conditions. And 30 isn't nearly the end of the road now as it was back in the day. So I think Kane's probably still got about six years.
Oh, his birthday's this month.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's probably still got about, at the very least, 5-6 years probably playing at a high level in it. So if I was him, you know, but he's still got to sort some things before he goes to Bayern.
I don't even want
to
think about it.
You know how, do you remember when Bale went to Real Madrid and he had to get his ears pinned back first?
Because
he didn't look like a superstar.
Oh, go on, say something about his speech impediment.
Well, it's not even a speech impediment. I just think he needs to get his tongue reduced first before he goes to Bayern. Because you can't be talking German with a lisp in it. It's going to be a mess in it. Bare microphones broken in the press conferences.
Wow.
Those are the thoughts.
Why are all the microphones going...
Those are the thoughts of Abdi. They do not reflect the rest of the.
Are you nervous that he might go eventually?
Yeah, I really don't want to think about Spurs without Kane. How do you replace a player
that?
You honestly
he's
just can't.
It
will end, I know. Like, and we'd have to look forward. We'll have to.
Do you know what's funny is that Kane's the only person to win trophies at Tottenham, the individual ones. He's the only one. Bare player of the months, player of the seasons.
It's sad, isn't it? It's real sad. But yeah, it will happen one day.
Lucas Moura has won the French league title.
Fair enough, true.
And Lloris has won the World Cup.
All right, well, maybe I was just making it for a joke, Junior. I'm sorry. I didn't think you were going to come and go, well, actually.
Do
you guys need to re-sign anyone?
You know what? We're notoriously pretty good with that stuff. So just recently, in the past couple of years, Alisson signed a new deal, 2027, yep. Van Dijk, 2026, Fabinho, 2026.
Obviously, Salah just re-signed.
Joe Gomez
just re-signed. Harvey Elliott re-signed a new deal recently. We're pretty good on that front.
Yeah,
obviously, Diaz recently signed, Nunes recently signed, both on 5-year deals. Yeah, we're not looking too bad. Hendo signed a 3-year deal last summer, I think it was, so he's still there. Mm.
Do you know Saka is on 30k a week?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I find that nauseating, bro.
No way.
Obviously, as us who aren't massive superstars, we're thinking,
why
just
30k? Is that because he's young?
Crazy. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. But Martinelli is younger than him.
He's a star.
And Martinelli's on 90k.
But Martinelli just signed, signed a new deal.
But they recently signed at the same time.
That's crazy. I can't lie.
They signed at the same time.
When did Saka sign this deal?
2019, they both signed, yeah. No, Saka signed an extension. Martinelli signed a new 5-year, I guess. But yeah.
Well, players running out of contract next summer. Marcus Rashford, Tielemans, Kante, Jorginho, Soyuncu, Shaw, Zaha, Mahrez, Firmino, Ronaldo, Gundogan, Douglas Luiz from Aston Villa.
There's some good players, but the best players on those lists are all like 30 plus, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why you had to mention that. who's gonna be picking him up on the free?
Dendonka.
Palmeiras.
Dendonka. Cheeky little bench.
Option for
De Gea.
Interesting.
Oh, there's a couple of United players there going into their
And considering how many players are left on the free this
and
year as well.
And then looking outside of the Premier League, we got Oblak, Got Depay at Barcelona.
Oh yeah.
Thomas Lemar.
Why does it feel like he's just literally only just signed for them, but recently Depay?
They are Barcelona. We started with this, so I guess we'll finish with it. Barcelona are a shambles of an organization, man.
Benzema.
You know,
Benzema. Woo!
What's his name? Luke De Jong left this summer, and I was just like, who?
What do you mean? He's the Sevilla legend, man. He scored against Man United in the final.
Anyway, it's Man United, isn't it? He played against Maguire, isn't it? So,
your boy Ceballos, Tony Cruz.
Ceballos, you know.
Milan Skriniar from Inter.
Yeah, right,
I'm seeing PSG offering 60 odd mil for him.
Koulibaly, De Vrij.
Oh, De Vrij,
or
De Vrij, yeah.
Or whatever you call him.
Why aren't Tottenham in for centre backs?
Good question.
Just sign one on loan.
Again, why didn't Tottenham for centre backs?
Yeah, we need to sign.
Why Tottenham for?
I got to be honest. Ben Davies on the left of that three was last third of the season was outstanding.
Yeah, he was.
Romero, I honestly think he's quality.
Well, David Luiz was in Team of the Year under Conte, so
you've got an answer for everything.
But
that's why I'm backing up your point, isn't it? Obviously. I can see him playing well with Davies.
He does have an answer for everything.
I do.
I know.
That wasn't an answer. That was more of a lucky. Yeah, bro. I'm on your side, bro.
And then Bundesliga.
Sorry, I'm not used to that, so I just had to clarify.
Lewandowski.
Anyway, whatever you said, bro. You're chatting shit, bro.
Lewandowski, Gnabry, Marcus Thuram, Manuel Neuer.
Gnabry with a year left is interesting. Very interesting.
Then in France, Messi, Alwa, Sanchez from Lille. Mm-hmm.
Sanchez to AC looks like it could happen this summer. Yeah.
And then no one cares about Portugal.
Oh, Awa, when he leaves Leon, that is going to be an ugly day, man. Olas is going to be like, I don't know what to do with you now. Anyway, he goes, well, your contract's done. Isn't it? I've been rejecting deals for you for like 6 years, bro. That guy is, I feel bad for him, man.
Like, literally, I saw a tweet saying, like, for 3 or 4 years, bear clubs were chasing him, and then now they can't even give him away or pay someone to take him.
When does the transfer window officially close again?
End of August.
So there's still loads of time left.
So yeah, the season would have started by the time it closed.
I don't know. I think it's end of August.
How many more signings do you think your clubs will realistically make? Like Arsenal, realistically?
Arsenal need four minimum players. Two.
No, okay, stop with what you want, realistically.
Minimum two, I think. Two. Like what he said. But there has to be two.
I need another forward, man. I'm sorry. I need like
I
all
don't
of this
know why
stuff
his eyes rolled back.
No, but it's just like all of this stuff. People are like, oh, we need a backup left back, a backup right back, whatever. I can deal with all that stuff.
No, you can't. I hear you crying about it.
The moment Cedric steps onto that pitch, I'll ask you that question again.
Who said anything about Cedric?
That's your backup right back,
bro. We've got Maitland-Niles. I'll just keep Maitland-Niles for a year.
Yeah, but you're not Arteta.
The guy wants to go and play football. Let him. Well, just
Cedric can go play in the park, bro.
What about Bellerin? Play him instead.
Sorry, no. I'm sorry. You're taking a piss now. It's never that bad, is it?
Bellerin is better than Cedric.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like comparing two tramps on the street, isn't it? which tramp are you going to take at the Tesco with you? I was going to say homeless man.
Nice save.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
another forward.
Which one? Yeah.
No, we need a right mid.
We need another centre mid, yeah. So
and I think we need two centre mids, but
we need another centre mid. I just need another forward, man. Goals is what gets you points in this team, in this league.
Abdi just wants to recreate like time under Wenger where our midfield just didn't do anything, just created like no one defended. That's what Abdi wants to recreate.
I'll take a good play if you want on it, go. Get me some forwards who
You're
score goals, isn't it?
We're willing to spend big P though on the
forwards. Well,
we were willing to give Rafinha.
Exactly, we were willing to give 60 M's for Rafinha.
He was always going to go Barca, though, innit?
No, but. Regardless, at one point,
it genuinely looked like the Arsenal move was on. Yeah.
And also, that's regardless to your point, you said you're going to spend big money. You need to spend big money. We were willing to spend big money.
Yeah.
So are you not linked with anyone else? Like, what's your
I can't understand why we're at least not exploring a Gnabry deal. I just can't understand it.
Well, you don't know that we are.
You don't know. That's the thing. We don't really know.
Arsenal this summer has been moving. Inside, we're ninjas, bruv.
Yeah, but I'm just hearing we're going for like, I like him, obviously, and I would welcome the signing, but Paqueta for 80 mil.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, not 80 mil.
Well, that's what rumoured had been saying.
80?
No, I've definitely heard 80 million euros. That's what I heard.
No, you're crazy.
I'll show you right now.
Did I just miss it? No need to break the microphone, bruv. What are you doing?
It actually fell on my chest and that hurt.
Aww.
And this guy wants to fight people.
Oh,
hey, you don't know how tough this mic is, though.
I can assure the listeners that it's not that tough.
Quite hard to stand, but yeah, keep talking. I'll get it up and then you're
going to feel this awkward silence.
Yeah, you feel this awkward silence. No, I just can't. It'll be interesting once the teams have done their business so we can do the predictions. The yeah. And the gradings and too. Yeah,
predictions. So what? We've got 3 weeks till the season starts. Am
so
I
we'll
right?
We'll do
yeah, we
in
have.
2 weeks then.
So we've got next week we can do bottom 14. Your maths is horrid. Bottom 14 draft. Oh, unless that was a bit of a carrying on that joke from earlier.
I just made a mistake and I laughed at
cool.
that.
Ah, cool. Your maths is horrid. Sorry, Jeff. No, we do the bottom 14 draft next week with our usual chit chat before or after. Then the following week is predictions time or the week after that. But
we need to look over our predictions for last season.
I think I was closest.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You said Aston Villa. Evan.
No, but in terms of the top four.
You said Aston Villa were going to win the Champions League.
Oh, God. You lot are over-exaggerating this thing now.
Yeah, you said Brentford were going to win Europa League. That's a big of a stretch, you know.
You said Chelsea wouldn't concede a goal.
So. That is facts.
True. And you said they would win the league,
you know what,
in
Tanya?
All fairness.
You know what, Tanya? So. You got me. you got me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my days. No, but you did say Aston Villa.
I thought they were going to do well, but that's not crazy considering the business they did. I think Aston Villa disappointed. You just went crazy
over some of their signings.
I can't even remember who their manager was at the start of last season.
Dean Smith.
Oh, damn.
Beginning of last season, not Gerrard.
No, at the start. Yeah, I meant at the very start.
Yeah,
of
no,
last
I know
season.
That. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
I know. I just. Forget it happened.
No, it's because she saw the signings they made like Buendia and Bailey and all those signings. Yeah. She's like, oh,
yeah, and then the Twitter, like Aston Villa fans on Twitter were unbearable. Yeah, like
when they were linking
Smith Rowe needs to come to Arsenal, be an upgrade on his career and blah blah.
That was never gonna happen.
Man, you lot finished 15th, bro. Need to be relax quickly, yourself. 15th,
yeah, that's crazy.
Bro. Our team could be filled with Cedric and who else? Tell me another terrible player for Arsenal.
Tavares.
Cedric and Tavares up front. Top two, yeah? We're still finishing above Aston Villa. So how are you going to have to hold that in?
Not with Tavares' shooting.
Wait, so, hey, Cedric can... No, he can't do anything. Actually. I can't lie.
You know, interestingly, I know we'll end it here. I've been chatting to Ardian recently. He genuinely thinks Haaland is going to be a flop.
Based on what, though? You haven't
I
got...
don't see that. I just don't
I
see
don't
that happening.
I don't see it, but he's...
Listen, the only
thinks he's not going to work out.
The only thing I think will be, I don't even think it will be an issue for Haaland. It will just might take a bit of adaptation. It's just City's style of play is, in my opinion, not the type of football that will get the best out of Haaland.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will take him very long at all. And I think he'll start banging in goals. I think he'll score a couple on the opening weekend, in fact.
Obviously, City play a little different. But do you remember a couple of years ago where their whole game was inside of the fullback, cut back. If they do cut back FC, then this guy's going to score 89 goals in the first 6 months. So I mean, but they've changed it a little bit, obviously. It's more like a bit more of a De Bruyne spam to the back post, isn't it? So if they do go back to, you know, when it was always David Silva playing on the inside to whoever was playing, Sané, and they were doing that, when they had the two wingers playing really wide, but like on the right side, Ronaldo is playing right.
Do you think they could do that?
They can, yeah. I think
they still do that. That's one hallmark of Pep, is that his wingers.
Yeah, sure.
No, but I'm just saying they used to have
talking about
the wingers playing on their actual sides. Like Sané was playing left and Sterling was playing right. Yeah. So they were doing cutback FC, innit? So
I bet you they're not done with their business. I get this feeling they're still going to get more players.
I mean, they've signed Phillips and Cucurella.
But they've sold Sterling for 45.
Yeah.
Right. Who else are they getting rid of? They're getting rid of Ake.
They've got a massive squad, though.
Oh, sorry. Before we finish on.
Jesus as well.
Did you not see R9 coming on in midweek in the...
You're really going to talk about preseason. Please, I've seen enough Monday fans today.
I was so bad for a second.
Getting gassed about preseason.
Gabriel Jesus. Bro, all I'm saying is that's the first of 89 goals this season. Him and Haaland up there together.
Stop. So Richarlison missed that open goal?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Who does Tottenham play in pre-season?
We haven't started our pre-season in training. Yes, tomorrow.
In training, yeah.
Yes.
Why are they releasing that footage?
That's crazy, but...
A lot of it's just live footage and people just...
Yeah. Tandy was telling me that Man United beat Liverpool. Is that true?
4-0.
Yeah, they did.
4-0.
Oh, it was 4!
3-0 at half-time.
But they went full strength. Our team was
they did go full strength, yeah.
Yeah, they played, like, Ronaldo.
No, he didn't. But I was just like, you lot, enjoy. I'm not talking about balls.
But listen, no, pre-season means nothing. First of all, We will meet United in the third Premier League game of the season.
Ooh,
and we'll see who's talking tough then, because when it's fire. Not when it's not pre-season, we'll see what happens. It's second
she
of
showed
all,
me a meme, yeah, of Nunes, and it was a picture of what's his
a
name?
Central C.
Nunes highlights against Man United, skills, goals.
Apparently, Martial's back. Yeah, Man United are cooking.
No, nah, it's not happening. Listen, preseason means absolutely nothing. 2019 played four preseason games, lost three of them, drew one of them, went and won the league on 99 points. Preseason means nothing. It's only about fitness.
I'm impressed, Mark. Good
no,
one.
But it's true though. Come on, you can't take it serious.
Yeah, I mean, the year we went unbeaten, we think we only won one of our preseason games.
Sorry, I don't remember 2004 preseason.
Okay, but I'm telling you.
I know. I'll have to take your word for it. You could be lying though.
All right, I'm lying then.
Has your preseason started already?
We just talked about Gabriel Jesus.
And
we
also played Ipswich. Did you not see that screamer from El Neni?
That was a banger though.
El Neni smashed it for 4 yards, top bins.
Pyramid Pirlo, man.
The number one Mo in the league.
I can't believe you gave
him
guys.
You're such a waste,
what
man.
What are you lot thinking, giving him another contract?
For him scoring screamers. You didn't see that screamer though, innit?
So you can't talk.
Tanya, you missed it. It's actually the best goal Arsenal ever scored.
Wow.
That's a lie.
Such a good goal.
That's...
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Alright, cool.
You will when you watch Tottenham.
You read Harry Kane. Oh, you have watch Pain Dry and then read Harry Kane, read a book.
Listen, yeah. You got Eddie Murphy up front, yeah? I'll stick with my Harry Kane.
Eddie
yeah?
Murphy.
Yeah, you got Lenny from Of Mice and Men up front,
Eddie
bro.
Murphy, yeah.
But you know Gabriel Jesus Stein.
Yeah, I like Jesus. He's a decent player.
I should have said that.
What did you say? What did you say? Say it.
He said you've got Lenny from Over My Ass and Men up top.
Nah, you're rude. Damn.
If he gives,
I want to tend the rabbits, George.
Yeah. Guys, it's been a great podcast.
Addy is cancelled, bro.
We'll
catch you
next week. I'll be back here. I'll be back.
We'll catch you on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Woo!
Sorry. Sports Social Podcast Network.